Welcome to The Breakdown with Jay and Elle, where we discuss all of your NFL and NBA news.
Tap in if you want to get to The Breakdown.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Elle. You know, our boy Jay couldn't make it this time frame because he had some homework duties to do. You know, we're going to get into this UFL season that we got going on, you know. You got the Defender versus the Renegades, Showboat versus the Stallions, Roughneck versus the Panthers. And the Bayhawks versus the Brahmas. Now, each of them games, great games. The score doesn't look it, but I think we had good games. For the Defenders defeated the Renegades 29-28. The Showboats lost to the Stallions 33-14. The Roughnecks beat the Panthers 34-20. The Battlehawks beat the Brahmins 31-24. And we got for that XFL, y'all. And now we coming. Now, what y'all really been wanting to see, better yet here, see and here, is the play-in. And as y'all know, the play-in, we had the 76ers versus the Heat, the Hawks versus the Bulls, Lakers versus the Pelicans, and the Warriors versus the Kings. Star players consist of Tyler Hero for the Heat. He had 25. Joel Embiid for the Sixers. He had 23. And the 76ers won 105-104. You got the Hawks versus the Bulls. The key star players were DeJounte Murray with 30 and Kobe White with 42. The final score of that was 131-116. Dang. Hawks, y'all got demolished. Next up, we got the Lakers versus the Pelicans. The star player consisted of LeBron James with 23. And Zion Williams, he had 42. The final score consisted of 110-106. Final game for the play-in consisted of the Warriors versus the Kings, 118-94. Sorry, Warriors. We gotta do better, man. We gotta do so much better. Keegan Murray, he came back to the game with 32. Steph Curry came out with 22. Keegan, man. He did good. We also got coming up, we got the upcoming games. They consist of the Magic versus the Cavs, Bulls versus the Heat, Kings versus the Pelicans, Suns versus the Timberwolves, 76ers versus the Knicks, and the Lakers versus the Knicks, which is technically a revenge game. Not really, but man, that depends on how you look at it. With each game, I think that the Lakers should beat the Nuggets because it's a revenge game, and who doesn't want to beat the champions and become them? The Suns versus the Timberwolves, that's going to be a good game. You got three stars in KD, Devin Booker, and Cal Bradley Beal. Hey, that's a three-headed monster. But they're going up against a young monster himself. And Anthony Edwards, that boy is, oh my God, that boy is so nasty. Next up, we got the 76ers versus the Knicks. That game, it should be a thriller. Jalen Brunson played tremendously last season in the playoffs. And Joel Embiid had got injured early on in the season, so this should be his rebound season. Or this should be his rebound mode. Coming through, kicking ass, taking names. And Bulls versus the Heat. Yo, that should be another good game. Mainly because you got Kobe White. He came through last game and had a monster game. I want to see what DeMar DeRozan is going to do. Is he going to come through and he going to really kick butt and really show them that he's a star player, which we know he is? And has anybody seen Jimmy Butler? He's been kind of out the loop lately. I mean, I know Tyler Herro came through and did really well, but we need for Jimmy Butler to show up and show out if he wants the Heat to win a ring, which I'm pretty sure he does, because he ain't never got to taste that success. Back to this women's basketball, y'all. So, we know that the WNBA draft has concluded. Caitlin Clark went number one. Cardoza, she went number three. Tamir Briggs, he went number two. And Angel Reese, she went number seven. All of those are star players in their own right. I think that when you get players that are that talented and they get to the league, it's going to be a transitional period. Everybody thinks Caitlin Clark is going to demolish and be great. She will be, but she's going to have a learning curve. That's a lot different than playing 18-year-olds, then you're playing people that have a family to feed. Also, the money that they don't necessarily get to see is astronomically wrong. I'm not sure as to why they don't get that much money. They definitely need to get make more. But it deals with a lot of inconsistencies, such as low attendance, and people not valuing the game. This past season in college basketball, we've seen more women, more people talk about the college women's basketball than we did the men. The men, they always kind of falter out. You don't really get, you have great games, but you don't really have enough. The women's definitely took over and smashed. Each game that they had was great. No one was talking smack. Everybody would have loved it. I definitely hope that all these players that got drafted this past month sees great success. And I'm wondering why Asia doesn't have a shoe yet with her accolades that she has accomplished. She definitely deserves one. You give Caitlin Clark one, but you don't give her one? That's not really, the math ain't mathing to me. Definitely need her to get one. Or at least, be in a talk to one. I get it, Caitlin Clark is the number one pick, and she's the most hyped pick that we've had, or they've had, in a very long time. I just think it's time for her to excel and succeed. I hope that she does a good job this season. It's going to be a hell of a season, too. I'm definitely interested in watching a few games, if I can. You know, your boy got to go to work. Sadly. But thank you guys for your support, your love. We love y'all. We support y'all. These are y'all support us. Keep subscribing, like, and comment the video. And we're out.
Yeah.